How did you hear of Spikeball?
My girlfriend's sister's husband. Him and his friends played Spikeball at her 4th of July family party, I guess you could call it. They were standing around this little net thing, bouncing a ball off of it, and it looked fun. And I was like, what's that? I said, Spikeball. And I watched them and played a few games, and I was like, I'm buying this. Brought it back here and showed our friends, and we've been playing it since, other than winter.
That's Todd Trittin, the founder of the Spikeball Group. A Spikeball set comes with three small yellow balls about the size of a grapefruit, and a round net 3 feet in diameter that stands just above the ground.
How do you play Spikeball?
It's very similar to volleyball. Your team has three touches to get it back over the net. Same concept of Spikeball. Ball comes off the net to your team. You and your teammate have three touches to get it back off the net to the other team. There's no boundaries or anything like that. Ball just can't hit any part of the plastic on the actual net itself. It has to come off the net clean. As long as that happens, you can go as long as it takes for the ball to hit the ground. Play to 21, win by two.
Ben McCarville of Milwaukee has been part of the Spikeball group from early on. He says one of the main perks of the game is its portability.
The nice thing about it is, too, you can set it up anywhere. So you can play it just on any patch of grass in a park or anything like that. So you can kind of just set up this little net wherever it's really compact. Pretty much any time the weather has been above like 40 or 50 degrees, we can find an excuse to play it.
Why do you guys play it so often?
It's a couple of factors. Number one, like I said, it's really easy to set up and play whenever. And then number two, we have a very like hyper-competitive group of friends down here. There are a lot of instances where we'll end up playing Spikeball until dark, because once you lose a game of Spikeball, you don't want to end your night that way. Like, you want to go double or nothing, if you will, and play until you can end the night on a good note. The competitiveness of the game and the competitiveness of our group of friends, we're definitely addicted. Facebook groups and all.
Milwaukee and Jacob Shefka has been playing Spikeball with Ben and Todd for about 2 years now. He's got his own strategy when it comes to returning spikes.
What do you excel the most at?
Reading where my defender is going to hit the spike ball. You know, you've got to read where they're going to hit it off the net and be there ready for it, you know, instead of reacting once the ball bounces off the net.
You have a pretty mean serve, too. Tell me how long it took you to perfect that.
Actually, today was about the first time I was consistently hitting it off the net, believe it or not.
Why does Jacob find himself spiking so frequently?
It's competitive, like rubbing it in people's faces when you have a good spike.
You guys don't want to get skunked on recording.
It makes you feel a lot more athletic than you really are. And you know, it makes you feel really good about yourself.
Three out of every four people that play it probably love it.
Yeah.
I'd bet on it.
Shit!
For more information about Spikeball, you can visit them online at spikeball.com. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Marty Laments.